And so in verse 4, I read now, he rebuketh the sea, and he maketh it dry, and he drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. Now, these are the three fertile areas in that land, the valley of Bashan and Carmel. And Carmel would be the valley that's actually has Draylan, or Megiddo is the city that's there. This is today one of the most fertile spots on top side of the earth. And then when you go farther north, I've driven several times along the coast of Lebanon, all the way from Beirut down to where you have the ruins of Old Tyre. And that is beautiful country. You can see in the spring of the year the fruit trees blooming, and in the distance, the anti-Lebanon's covered with snow. I have many pictures that I made there, the fruit trees, the apricots, the peaches, and they grow everything in that area. It's very fertile. Now, a drought, you see, would come, and I'm sure that there are many of you that remember the dust storms in this country. I always felt that they were a judgment from God. If there had been any kind of a revival at that time, I'm sure we'd never have had to fight World War II, nor would we have been involved in everything since then. But unfortunately, it carried no message at that time for this country. Now at verse 5, we read, the mountains quake before him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell in it. He's the creator, and he's also the preserver of this universe. He's the one who holds it together. And you can hold him responsible for anything that takes place, for the floods that come, for the earthquakes that come. But don't hold him responsible for the people that are killed at that time, because man has been given an intelligence that tells him that he ought not to build down too close to the river, because the flood may come. Maybe those of us that are living here in Southern California ought to listen to him. We are told that an earthquake is coming, and that is probably true. We're in a great earthquake fault. The San Andreas Fault runs right close to where I live. Now, if an earthquake came and I had a loved one that was slain by it, am I going to cry out to God and say to him, you are the one that killed him? No, God is not responsible. We'd be responsible. Probably we ought to move to another location. But very frankly, my entire family, we like Southern California because we're going to stay right here and take the chance. But what I'm trying to get over is God does control nature. But you can't say that he is to blame when these great tragedies take place. Man is responsible for them. He ought to stay away from getting too close to the river, and he ought to stay away from where he knows where there are going to be earthquakes.